It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. In December of 2009, two men set out to do a full Grassley. That means visit every single county in Iowa, but they decided to do it ultra marathon style. They made it their goal to run at least a marathon as they crossed each of Iowa's 99 counties. 6.5 years later, they have 7 counties to go. Team 99 Counties is here with me now. Dennis Lee is here. He lives in Walford. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
And Darren Shoemaker, who lives in Cedar Rapids. Hello, Darren.
Hey.
Welcome back to you. And let's go back in time. You were on the show a few years ago. I think you were in the 20s as far as counties went.
Wow.
Back then.
Really?
But let's talk about the inspiration, your origin story. I know you've told it many times, but where did this idea come from, Dennis?
Well, the idea actually started as really from kind of boredom. With running the same thing we always ran. I mean, I ran a lot prior to 2009, training for Boston and other races. And at a Christmas party at my house, Darren was there, and we talked about what we were going to run the next day. And we were talking about running from one town to another because we had done that before. We ran from Center Point to Sioux City. After running a 5K race.
Not Sioux City. That would have been a little far.
Yeah. Right. Cedar Rapids, my bad. I got Sioux City in my brain, and you'll find out why later. But anyway, so we decided we were going to run across Benton County. And I guess we didn't check the weather because there was a blizzard moving in. And so my wife took us out and just dropped us off west of Belle Plaine and we ran to Walford, which the county line was just 4 blocks from my house. That's why we decided to run from Belle Plaine to my house, basically. So that's how the craziness
first one
started.
But okay, so you ran across a county in a blizzard, and then you thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's do it 98 more times. How did that happen?
Well, that was a little bit slower in developing. We had so much fun the first time. You know, it was close. We're like, hey, we could do this again, and I think maybe we knocked out Linn County shortly thereafter, and we're like, hey, this would be neat to do all of them. Little did we know that it was, you know, convenient to do the counties that, you know, were in our backyard, but once we started thinking about the logistics of it all, it became a much larger undertaking than I think either one of us could have ever imagined.
Is there a point at which you realized that?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was shortly after we ran what we called the breadbasket. We ran Benton County, Linn County, Johnson, and Iowa, Jones. And so we were getting up maybe up into 8, 9, 10, where we're like, my God, this is huge. We started traveling to Western Iowa, where my sister is from. She let us stay at her house, and we ran some of the 40-milers over there, which were the worst counties. That's when it really set in for me. We're running 40 miles, 300 miles from home, and realize, you know, wow, this is going to take a lot. It's going to cost some money, and that's when it really hit me.
Yeah, you invest the whole day, you know, 4+ hours driving, 4+ hours running, 4+ hours driving home, and all you get to do is cross off a little corner of a big map with 99 holes in it, and it is grinding on you at a certain time. I remember, I think in the 40s, it seemed like we were just running county after county and getting nowhere. And I checked my notes, and I think we were on about 3 years ago, and we were in the 40s then, and now we're at 92. So a great deal of things have happened, for better or for worse, since then.
So, all right, if it was grinding and hard, I mean, obviously it was hard. You knew it was going to be hard when you started this. What kept you going when you were in the 40s? Because it's the two of you, you know, with your wife as support. No one was going to be just devastated if you said, okay, 40 counties is enough. What kept you going?
Well, it was... I actually got injured in the late 30s.
That's about right.
38, 39, and we actually sat down and talked about man, this is it. I remember Darren saying, you know, I'm not going to be heartbroken if we're just call it. But at that point, you look back and you say, man, I did a lot of running to get to this point. I don't want to stop. And really, it became, at that point, it became, maybe shortly after that, it became more than what just, more than just us. I mean, it was, I mean, originally, like I said, it started as boredom, a challenge. And then we brought in the American Heart Association. And then it just became, we get a lot of inspiration from others now. We hear it all the time. I get a lot from doing this just because of, you know, I lost my parents to heart disease. I lost my oldest brother to heart disease, a heart arrhythmia. So it's that and just hoping that we can reach somebody that will benefit, maybe decide to run a little bit or walk or whatever it is to help their heart health. I mean, that drives me quite a bit. And I don't know. That's...
Yeah, I mean, just to see other people in awe and just to realize that, unfortunately, Dennis and I are nothing special. We're just two regular guys who are just, you know, trying to make a difference. And even if one person hears this and says, well, maybe I'll get my spouse and go for a walk tonight, or maybe I'll try to run a 5K with my family every month. I mean, those are the kind of things that we want to see passed down, not just from, you know, this generation, but into the future, because if you don't take an active role in your health, nobody else is.
You mentioned the American Heart Association coming in as part of the journey. I mean, your original inspiration was just the two of you wanting to do something kind of extraordinary. At what point, a lot of people run or walk or ride their bike and try to raise money. At what point did you think that you wanted fundraising to be a part of this?
Well, actually, that happened pretty quick during Linn County, our second county, when we were discussing, okay, let's run all these. And it was, I don't know, 1,000 steps later, we were talking about, okay, what, for who, and what. Anyway, American Heart came right in. I mean, on both of our minds, because Darren lost his grandparents to heart disease. And after that...
It seemed pretty easy. Just say, hey, we're going to raise money for something, a good cause, and, you know, running for a cause with heart and hoping somebody was just going to give us money. And it turned out that just like it was grinding for us to run the counties, we didn't really gain a whole lot of steam as far as raising money. I mean, we've had some people, and they've been very generous, but our goal of $25,000, we are not real close to that. So then our goal shifted yet again to try to just, we do some writing for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We post those writings on our Facebook page, and we just try to motivate people to just be active, because if you can't, and you're not able to, you know, donate money to a cause, if you could just take that cause to heart and get out there and get active, that is just as fulfilling for both of us.
Well, and I think it's telling that for you guys, running 40 miles across a county is easier than focusing on fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a whole different animal in and of itself. But let's talk about your rules for the counties, because you've done this now 92 times. When you set out to tackle a county, and first of all, how do you decide which one is next?
That's Dennis's realm.
Wow, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, it really comes down to, okay, what are you doing next weekend? Kind of a thing. A lot of the times, some we've planned out a long ways, and it doesn't work out most times because of weather, scheduling, because, you know, Darren's very busy with his job.
So you're running spontaneous ultra marathons.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it really, sometimes it's happened.
Hey,
Thursday
what are you
night.
Doing tomorrow? Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday night, Friday. Hey, what are you doing Saturday? And then we start driving west, and then we decide, okay, should we do this county or should we do this other county?
So the routes across the counties, how do you plan that? If you're, especially if it's last minute.
Well, originally I had routed all the counties in the first 4 months we started, and it took a good long time, And those changed quite a bit over the years. I mean, when we started, I started planning them on farm-to-market roads, back road highways, which turned out to be not a great thing.
That seems like a better idea to stay off the main
roads. Yeah,
because
there's less traffic, you know, less cars, right. You know, you have to worry about.
But more dogs.
More dogs.
Fewer shoulders.
No shoulders. Yeah, yeah. So we kind of shifted more state highways, and which is more traffic, and the roads are a lot better, the shoulders are a lot better, but the road noise, and it's just kind of a hassle. So now when I create a route, I try to mix it up a little bit. We'll run some gravel roads. We'll mix in some trails. We'll do state highways and try to hit as many historical areas as we can or things.
And that's something that came along the way.
Yes.
You started thinking, we want to route our run past more cultural attractions. When did that start?
That actually started after we were on your show last time. 3 years ago, we were on with a couple people that went to a lot of festivals and see different things around Iowa. Plus, I mean, people we talk to, you know, in different counties, you know, everywhere we go, did you see this? And
I'm from Audubon. Did you see the giant bull there? You know, those sorts of things. So we felt obligated to see
run
the giant
past
bull.
We did. We run past Albert the bull. And we've been to a lot of different places. I mean, we've seen a lot of birthplaces, probably for most historical people in Iowa. John Wayne's house, we ran by his house, got some pictures.
Now we hit up Johnny Carson's birthplace down in Corning, Iowa. Let's see, we hit up Mamie Eisenhower's house in
Boone County.
Boone,
right.
Yep.
She's a favorite of my wife, Chris. She loved that.
Nice.
We hit up Andy Williams' house in Wall Lake. That's just east of where they make Cookies barbecue sauce, in case anyone was wondering. Yeah,
which bummed me out. We didn't get pictures there. I wanted the pictures of the cookies, but.
So, all right, it has to be more than 26 miles. And do you shoot for around 40? Is that?
No. We try to hit 26.2 as close as we can.
Okay.
But the rule with border to border is we run border to border.
Yeah, west to east, and it has to be at least 26.2 miles. I think some of the longest runs we've had were 42 or 41 would be Jackson and Clinton, and then we ran 45 miles in Monona County because we zigged when we should have zagged. Yeah. Got a little lost.
Oh, that's got to be a tough feeling.
It was. I have no idea how we finished that county. We accidentally went 7 miles south. And ended up out in the middle of nowhere lost. And, 45 miles instead of 38 miles is a big difference.
So what's the hardest county? Which one was the worst?
Well, you have to qualify that, Charity, because for me, one of the worst was weather. And we ran Taylor County, and it was probably the entire drive out, it was maybe mid-40s, raining. I mean, I still get angry talking about it today. And I'm like, Dennis, we shouldn't run this. This is ridiculous. And it just kept raining. We got out of the car, and Dennis shot out like a rocket. And I was soaking wet. My pants wouldn't stay up. My hands were frozen. And Dennis just kept going. And eventually the sun came out. And I don't know if I smiled that day, but we got it done. And for me, that was weather. I'm sure Dennis has a different opinion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Taylor, I took off. I wanted to get 10 miles in as quick as I could because I knew we were going to stop if I didn't. So I just looked back. He was still coming, but he was angry. I could see the fire in his eyes. But anyway, the worst was the hardest was Woodbury County for me. It was a little over 40 miles and just hills, relentless hills constantly. I mean, I was so tightened up by the end of that run, I could hardly walk. I mean, it was a grueling run. But weather-wise, for me, it was Muscatine. It was like 9 degrees.
And windy in her face.
It was neg 9.
It was not good, what it was.
Froze.
Okay, what's your favorite?
I'd go with Chickasaw County. And partly, but it's my home county. And the weather was beautiful. The run was great. And a lot of it has to do with weather. I mean, we had a west wind, which seems rare.
Yes.
Believe it or not, we were usually running into the east wind.
And my favorite would probably be Tama. We ran along a nice ridge, ran through the reservation. We came down through a little valley in Chelsea. And, you know, difficult is one thing. I mean, it's for weather or hills or whatever, it's all mental. Just like anybody out there who's saying, well, I can't get up off the couch and do anything. That's mental. The challenge is mental. For us to challenge ourselves mentally, we have to do really crazy things. If all you have to do is get up and walk, you can get the same challenge. As long as you're challenging yourself, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and clearly you guys have taken challenging yourselves to a whole new level. Okay, so you have 7 counties left. What's the plan? I mean, you're so close, you can taste it.
Yeah, the plan is actually tougher now because it's hard. It's easier when you have more counties. You can just run out. Like you said, it's spontaneous. We're going to go do something over there. But now we've got 2 counties that are very far away.
Clay and O'Brien.
Yeah, and then we've got very few that are close.
We're going to run Hardin with a friend of ours. So that's 3. Then we've got Howard in a couple of weeks, Scott and Cedar.
Delaware
is the last one.
The last one.
And that's 7. That's
and
it.
And why is Delaware going to be the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and why?
Originally, it was because it is the healthiest county in Iowa. And it's also close enough to Cedar Rapids that hopefully a bunch of people, friends, and others will come out and run it with us.
Yeah.
And
I've been following along on your Facebook page ever since I found out that you guys were doing this. So it's been years now we've been watching. And people can continue to watch on your Facebook page. And I know you've got a special event coming up in Sioux City.
Yes. My sister is the race director for a race in Sioux City. It's the Red, White, and Blue 2.62 mini marathon. And it's a memorial race for Kenzie Rooker, who was the young lady who was hit in Shenandoah, unfortunately,
right.
And killed.
And she was training for her cross country or with her cross country
right,
team.
Right, right. And her parents and grandparents and sister are going to be there at that memorial race for her. And it's this Saturday at 9:00 at the Siouxland YMCA.
All right. Well, we will keep watching as you run the next 7 counties. Dennis Lee and Darren Shoemaker, thank you both so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Team 99 Counties, again, you can find them on Facebook. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbie.